السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم وتحنن على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. إخوتي وأخواتي عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المقصرة المذنبة، وأوصي أهلي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم في سورة البقرة في الآية 21، in سورة البقرة chapter 2 verse 21 our Lord states: يا أيها الناس، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O mankind, O people, worship and serve your Lord who created you and those who were before you, so you may attain righteousness, so you may attain reverence of God. My friends, almost every act of worship in our religion has been designed to have a spiritual effect, an emotional effect, a mystical effect on our souls. Do you know the earth, two-thirds of the earth is water, right? More than two-thirds, maybe 71%, 72%. Two-thirds of the humans are soul. One-third is the physical structure. So your essence is your soul. Your essence is your spiritual, emotional structure. What runs you, what makes you happy, what makes you sad, is your soul, is your nafs. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. It is the soul, the human soul. We are created from a human soul. So every act of worship intends and is meant to nurture your soul, to feed your soul, to strengthen your soul, to make you strong, to make you healthy, to make you energetic, to make you going. It's not merely physical. It's not just harakat, motions. It's not just up and down. It's not a physical exercise. It's not mechanical worshiping. It's not physical worshiping. It's not material worshiping. It is a spiritual. Take, for example, the prayers. أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Read what we have revealed to you from the book, of the book. وَأَقِمَ الصَّلَاةِ. And establish. Establish the prayers. إقامة. وَأَقِمَ الصَّلَاةِ. Why? Is it for physical entertainment? This is physical exercise? No. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Indeed, indeed, your prayers prohibits you, forbids you from acts of immorality, indecency, and wrongdoing. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. So it has a spiritual and mental and moral effect on me. Someone comes to the sixth Imam, Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, and he says to him, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, كيف أعرف أن صلاتي قبلت أم لا? How do I know? How do I know my prayers has been accepted by God or rejected? He says, there is a simple test. That simple test is, look at your prayers and see whether your prayers has prohibited you, stopped you from immoralities, indecencies, wrongdoings, injustice, or not. If really it controls you, it has given you the power bestowed upon you, the faculty, the power of controlling yourself at the time of sin, then yes, this is a strong indication that your prayers have been accepted by God. Come to zakat. خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم. Why do you pay charity? Why do you pay khums and zakat? It's not just to sustain the poor and the needy. It is to sustain yourself too, spiritually, to strengthen yourself, to empower your soul, to cleanse your soul. خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها. تزكيه, purification, refinement, making you a better person in the society, making you someone honest, someone reliable, someone trustworthy, someone respected, someone admired by your community and by your Lord, someone who has a big heart for others, someone who is very thoughtful of others, especially at the time of emergencies. He doesn't only think of how to protect myself and my family and that's it. I don't care about others. It's about protecting others, reaching out to others, putting others before my family, thinking about others before my family. This is leadership. This is purification. When you take out of your portion, your share, let's say you have a plate of food and there are a couple of people there, homeless in the street, spending their night in the rain in the street. You take the food to them. You take the blanket to them. You don't eat full. You don't finish that plate. You share it with others. This is a purification. This makes you a true human being. This makes you very valuable. This makes you very dear in the eyes of God. God would fall in love with you when you do these things. I'm a father, and many of you are parents and fathers and mothers. When I see my sons helping each other, I love them more and more and more. I say to my children at the time of my birthday, no gifts. I don't want a gift from you. I don't want a gift from you, material gift. The gift you can give me is when you help each other, when you stand with each other, when you back each other, when you rush to save each other. This is exactly what God wants us to do. We are children's God. We are God's dependent. We are His children. His spiritual children, not physical. We are His dependent, Abidullah. So when God sees some portion of His family, His children helping others, He gets happy. This is Ridallah. This is the satisfaction of God. So when you pay zakat, it's not material or physical. It is spiritual. It is refinement. It is walking step by step on the path of perfection, spiritual perfection, mental perfection, mystical perfection, the Irfani journey. We need to get close to God. The more we get close to Him, the more we feel satisfied and happy and calm and peaceful. Even at the time of tragedies and disasters and sickness and pandemic and this and that, some people freak out, some people panic, others do not panic because they've done so much good things in their life and God draws them closer to Him. They are close to God. One time in one of the African countries, someone told me that he feels safe despite having crime outside and violence, but he feels safe. Why? Because his house is in the same neighborhood of the presidential residence and palace. So it is well guarded, well protected. The president lives there. His house is not too far from the president's house. So he feels protected. We have to have our house near God's house, not the president's house. A president cannot even help himself, let alone others. The real president, where we really find protection and peace of mind, is God. So we have to be in his neighborhood, close to him. رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عَنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ The wife of Pharaoh, the wife of Pharaoh, said, رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي, I don't need these palaces here and mansions of Pharaoh. I am fed up with them. I am disgusted with them. I need you to build me, you to build for me, بَيْتًا عِنْدَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ A residence close to you so I can find happiness and peace. That is the real happiness. When your house is close to God, in the same neighborhood, in the same zip code. So this is the meaning of zakat. And then when you come to the meaning of hajj, it's the same thing, spiritual meaning. Why do we have act of hajj, pilgrimage? It's to have this sense of unity, the sense of empowerment, the sense of unification that the ummah is one. We are all servants of God. We have one direction, one path, one goal, one destination. That is the meaning of Hajj. When we fast soon in Ramadan, you're going, inshallah, to be able to fast. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ We fast because of a spiritual meaning, my friends. Spiritual result, not physicals, not about losing weight. It's about losing sins. It's about empowering the soul, having more self-control. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ You may have more self-control, more righteousness, more piety, more control. Even this act of ablution, wudu, that we do before the prayers, my friends, it has, some people say it's about cleanliness. Definitely, no doubt about it. It's about النَّظَافَةُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ It's about cleanliness. Now you can see billboards on the freeways in Los Angeles saying, Wash your hand. Cleanliness can protect you against COVID-19. Islam said this 1400 years ago. Wash your hand 5 times a day. Wash your face before you eat, after you eat, when you come inside the house, when you wake up in the morning, even when you go to bed. Mustahab recommended to perform ablution, wudu. Islam said this 1400 years ago. So why do we wash the hand? Just physical purity? No, spiritual purity. Washing the face means I'm going to cleanse my face, my eyes, from looking into the wrong things. I don't watch the wrong things. Cleansing my mouth from saying the bad things. Cleansing my face. Being always accommodating to people. Being happy, being smiling, welcoming people with my face. Your face is your character, reflects your character. If we always frown and if we yell and if we are angry at people, then people are not going to stay around us. Your family is not going to tolerate you. You have to be accommodating with your face. Your face has to be imani, spiritual, beautiful, welcoming, nurani, shining. And believe me, the more you read Quran and the more you stand for prayers and the more you seek forgiveness, your face is going to be the most attractive, the most beautiful face. You're going to be the beauty queen. You are the real beauty queen. The one who puts his forehead for God. The one who obeys God. The one who doesn't harm anyone. The one who doesn't insult anyone. The one who is at peace with his own self and with others. That is the real beauty. But unfortunately, my friends, Western civilization did not care about spirituality. All what they care about is materialism. It's about capitalism. It's about a profit. It's about making money at the expense of the hungry. It's about manipulation. It's about exploitation. Look at the ads. Sometimes I sit in front of television, 9 p.m., 10 p.m. I just want to hear some news for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You know how many ads I see, I watch? I get tired of these ads. Ads about what? About a car, about vehicles, about, you know, some products that I'm not saying they are not necessary, but these ads are too much bombardment of advertisements, too much manipulation. Other ads about pharmaceutical companies. You know, pharmaceutical companies, they committed a crime. You know, they introduce a cream, a lotion that can soften the skin, okay? Make your skin more vibrant, more attractive. But they did not work on producing a vaccine to protect you, yourself, a vaccine against this virus. They were able to do that. Why? Because they know that people care about their skin. They don't care about their soul. They don't care about their life. They care about their skin. People, most people are appearance obsessed. Appearance obsessed. So they can make billions of dollars out of this product, which is a simple lotion, but they don't care about creating or making a vaccine to protect the humanity. Why? Because it's all about money. It's all about making money, not helping people. Whereas religion says, insan is the most important, not the vehicle, not the house, not the tree, not the street. Insan, take care of insan. Nowadays, we live in a society that these corporate America, these giant corporations, they make billions of dollars of a profit every single year. Yet, we have thousands of people, human beings, the least I can say about them. I don't care what religion they have. I don't care about their color. I don't care about their language. All what I care about, those are human souls. And we neglect them. They sleep in the streets. They have no medical insurance. They have no refuge from rain, from cold weather, from the sun. This is injustice, my friends. This is not why Jesus came from or came for. This is not why Muhammad came for or Moses came for. They came to relieve the humanity. They came to bestow dignity. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ Bestow dignity on the humanity. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين